He then asked them to follow him. Charlie Bucket, along with Grandpa Joe, followed the others, and very soon they found themselves in a long corridor that had pale pink walls and soft lighting. It was so pleasant that Charlie told his grandpa that he loved it. Just then, Grandpa got a marvelous aroma. Now, children, kindly turn to page 47 and let us also imagine the wonderful smells that seemed to be mixed up in the air around them. The last paragraph tells us that the air was filled with the smell of roasted coffee, burnt sugar, melted chocolate, crushed hazelnuts, almonds, caramel, lemon peel, vanilla, peppermint, and bubblegum. Then Mr. Wonka took them underground, as the most important rooms of his factory were deep below the surface. The factory rooms and the garden were larger than football fields. He had his factory rooms underground because they were enormous. So no building in the world would be big enough to house his factory. After walking for quite some time, they reached a metal door on which was written in large letters, "The Chocolate Room." So you see, children, finally they had reached the chocolate room. With this, we come to the end of our lesson. Thank you.